Gun Doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, February 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just a little news flash. Country music star Toby Keith has passed away at age 62. He was diagnosed with stomach cancer back in 2021. He had been taking chemo, radiation, died peacefully at home with family last night. So prayers go out to the Keith family. Really enjoyed some of his country music songs over the years, and absolutely rest in peace, brother. One of the reasons, I got a text message during the break, William Hamilton down in Lapeer County, commissioner in Lapeer, typical repukes, referring to the Republicans, eager to work with the commie Dems and screw us over. You never see the Dems eager to work with our side. Why do the Republicans do this crap? Keep the gridlock. Well, I hope, Bill, that they are learning something, the Republicans. This is how you operate when you have the majority. You do not play nice. You do not in any way, shape, or form be willing to negotiate with the other side in any way, shape, or form. It's that simple. Why is Matt Hall trying to work out a deal with Joe Tate, the Democrats? Well, kind of an interesting story put out by the Gateway Pundit. And I saw this a week ago when it first came out. Downstate Kim just reminded me. But it was exactly the direction I was going, because Michigan Republican leader Matt Hall has been caught lying to the media and his colleagues about police reports from 2019 where he was caught committing domestic violence, interfering with a 9/11 phone call, and possibly kidnapping while he was frantically speeding down the highway and wrote to a place to cash bets at a casino. Hall's excuse was that his crazy girlfriend was having a mental episode, quote unquote, and he was courageously trying to help her work through it. Well, see, first of all, two major issues that you need to know about Matt Hall. I've had numerous people tell me that he has a gambling problem and he has a drinking problem. And these are people within the Republican caucus in Lansing. Hall's colleagues privately worried to the Gateway Pundit that these incidents and many other rumored incidents like them, including serious accusations of assault, were used to compromise the investigation of the 2020 voter fraud that was found in Michigan. You see, back then, Hall was chair of the House Oversight Committee and sent out subpoenas in December 2020 to investigate voter fraud across the state of Michigan. The evidence, all collected and submitted, was never reviewed by Hall. Instead, it was parked with an outside law firm. Warner Norcross law firm had all the information, the evidence, but they never reviewed it. Now we're finding out Hall was the linchpin in covering up the evidence that was submitted in police reports. And now in released audio recordings, you can tell that Hall's entire explanation about this incident was a lie designed to protect the Rhino leader of the Michigan Republicans at a critical time when control of the state house hinged on one vote. Hall has fought to keep these facts about this prior record secret in order to protect his political career. Girlfriend in the transcript is heard saying, "Just take me home. Just take me back home. You're not going to talk to me like that again." Hall's response, "I don't have time to take you back home. I don't care. Maybe you shouldn't gamble so much. You're not going to tell me to F off and tell me to shut the F up." Hall just grunted. "Well, guess what you're going to do? Take me home. I don't have the time. I don't have time. I don't have time." And it continues on and on, back and forth. Now, one of the things you have to understand is this is an ongoing, reoccurring theme with this state representative. He had to move into an apartment to get into the district that could elect him. Had he stayed in the previous residence where he was at, he was going to lose. But because of the maps, redistricting, the redrawing of the maps, he chose to go rent an apartment and move there with his girlfriend. The guy doesn't even own a house, doesn't even pay property taxes. But yet he's a state representative and considered to be the minority leader in the Republican caucus. Wants to share power with Joe Tate, the Democrat Speaker of the House. Well, this whole thing's coming to a head here very quickly because one of the state representatives, Jim DeSana, has called for his resignation. Him and other House Freedom Caucus members want Hall to step down. There's only one problem. He's got a ton of money. He has taken money from numerous organizations, lobbyists, special interest groups, and has built up a huge war chest to be able to get votes by paying off election campaign debt for state representatives that have to run for election or re-election this year. He dangles $10,000 checks and expects loyalty. He expects these state representatives to vote for him to be Speaker of the House if and when they ever get the majority back. It's that simple, folks. That's the bottom line. So we'll be following this story, see where this all goes. But bottom line, very, very, very interesting. Now, we've been connecting the dots and following this entire situation currently going on within the battle, the civil war, if you will, going on between Christina Cramo and Peter Hoekstra. Well, now more research is coming out in this very same legal firm that I just mentioned in the Gateway Pundit story, where Matt Hall sent evidence about voter fraud to Warner, Norcross, and Judd, the law firm in Grand Rapids. Well, come to find out that this very same law firm is tied to Pete Hoekstra, John Yab of Strategic National, and this Warren Carpenter, who appears to evidently be an attorney from Ohio, came out with this massive, thick research white paper regarding Christina Caramo and all the things going on in the Michigan Republican Party. Well, now come to find out, this is the exact same law firm that now is handling their lawsuit. Pago, the vice chair, versus Caramo. This is filed in the courts to try to remove her legally, according to a judge. Not the precinct delegates that are going to be meeting on March 2nd down in Detroit. No, they don't want to wait for that. They want the judge to make the decision, and they've hired the very same law firm that's connected to Matt Hall. Well, there's been some research following the money regarding this Warren Carpenter person. According to FEC, Federal Election Campaign reports filed by Peter Hoekstra, there's been some payments made to Warren Carpenter, who's been basically the hitman against Christina Caramo. He's frequently a guest on with Adam DeAngelis' Rescue Michigan's weekly podcast. Well, now we have copies of actual payments. We're going to get into that final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station. and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour. Radio station in receipt of an email showing actual FEC reports filed by Peter Hoekstra. 13,307.67 paid to Warren Carpenter from Pete Hoekstra. Got all kinds of listings here as to what it's for. He had a table, Americans for Prosperity's Detroit event, food for volunteers, salary for staff services, $2,500, $281.70 for mileage reimbursement, tickets to a Lincoln Day dinner, salary, table at a gun show, supplies for a Super Bowl event last year, and again, more salary for staff services. Now, it's kind of interesting that Warren Carpenter has been the point man putting out the white paper, the deep dive into Christina Caramo's time as chair of the party, and also connected to the same law firm that Matt Hall sent evidence regarding voter fraud evidence from the 2020 election, buried it at the same law firm. Now, this same law firm is the one representing Melinda Pago, the former vice chair of the state party, all connecting these people together. Pretty interesting. They even show payments coming from the RNC, the group run by Ronna Romney, to the same law firm, Warner, Norcross, and Judd. October 22nd, $5,000. November 22nd, $5,000. And then February 23rd of this past year, another $5,000. This is very, very interesting that this same law firm is connected to the RNC's opinion, where they came out and said that for the RNC's position, they weren't going to credential Christina Caramo or Pete Hoekstra at their winter meetings that took place in Las Vegas. But at the same time, I got numerous reports from multiple sources that who was seen together out at Las Vegas at the RNC winter meetings. John Yob, Pete Hoekstra, and the former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan, Dennis Lennox. Surprise, surprise. This is absolutely amazing, interesting, and connects the dots on so many levels. It's unbelievable. And just happens to be the same law firm that Matt Hall sent all the evidence when he was chair of the House Intelligence Oversight Committee regarding the 2020 election. And these people want to be back in charge of running the Michigan Republican Party. Right. Got it. Sure. That's exactly what us patriots want. Not. And that's why there's going to be a battle down there in Detroit. That's why I'm going on March 2nd. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But the more you read these stories, the more you prep for the show, the more you connect the dots, the more you look at connections, look at links. And these people all working with the same law firm out of Grand Rapids. And oh, by the way, John Yob's Strategic National Office is in Grand Rapids. Very, very, very interesting. Lastly, we'll just have a final note on this. County conventions coming up on February 15th. Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting because now I'm hearing rumors that there are going to be slates for certain delegates to go to the state convention for March 2nd. Some of these slates, especially in the larger geographical areas, populated areas, I should say, are running the pro-Hoekstra slates to get their people to the state convention. Why? Because they believe there will be a floor vote on who is the legitimate chair of the party. So we'll see where that all goes. We'll keep you informed. The other component to all this, folks, is very interesting along these lines as well because of this year's election for the U.S. Senate. We're going to talk about that in the third hour. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.